We've always taken the existence of the voice and the feet for granted. Okay, it's true that we were the committee which provided the initial legislation, part of the initial legislation, giving rise to the commission. But again, it's a constitutional imperative in any event. So we are giving rise to what the constitution says. And on our agenda was never the argument as to whether or not we should do it. It was simply how best to do what we were required to do. So our function has never been to interrogate whether or not something should exist. Our function has been to over it. And of course, I'm not 100% sure of what the Aswald is, because we haven't, I'm not a member of the committee. But nonetheless, one does suspect that it also causes being the extent to which the committee believes the body it's looking at should or should be continuing to exist in the form that they do now. In any form. So, Chair, I think that my personal point of view is this committee. I mean, we obviously have a member serving in that committee. That committee is going about its business dealing with the various chapter 9 institutions. I'm not sure if it started work yet on the commission, but I think it would be merit in I mean, I'm not sure if you want a single committee view to go to Professor Aspinall on the merits of otherwise certain issues, or if you're looking at simply points to be thrown into as a milking cost. But I mean, I don't have a mandate, a party mandate, to say, well, we think the commission should continue as is or should be anything else. There will be a free-ranging discussion if that's what you're looking for. But I do think it would be merit perhaps of the committee having some more formal interaction with the other committees, if necessary, to examine precisely what it is in the commission for us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Listen, first we should have to thank you for having tabled the issue, because some of us are getting worried, etc. Maybe it's because of us being responsible for the commission before us. So, President, I would like to just add to what Honorable Member Peter has raised, but in this way. One, that we be allowed to look into the terms of reference of Professor Adamasman, so that whatever colors you come up with should be that high, so that you're able to look into the constitutional provisions that have led. But not the constitutional condition, but the one thing is, as we go through the constitution, that there always is a provision for legislation that has to come out to enforce the rights that are in the constitution, which has led to, for instance, the latest establishment of the Section 185, which I believe at this level, we have not yet even interrogated its mandate thoroughly in terms of weighing against the objectives of the Constitution. So, the other one, Jefferson, which I believe, so maybe closing on this issue is that we need to weigh in terms of the mandate as well as the progress since the establishment of this institution, whether even the provisions of the Act have been invoked. You know, in terms of, for instance, identification of communities and all those relevant factors, to an extent that we are able to even play an oversight role on this, even visit some of the sites. I don't think we have done that, given the importance of this, more so in terms of our preamble in the Constitution. As you know, that it has affected, it has the past has displaced people, which laid the foundation of the establishment of this. On the other hand, Jefferson, we were fortunate as this committee, I think last year, for the first time, to have had the opportunity to have a public hearing of all nine commissions as they relate to our advice. So I would believe that maybe that report be circulated also so that we are able to input further. And I think that was one thing that one is that to quote a few, that the Human Rights Commission and others did sensitize us with all the assessments that there was this overlap of mandates in terms of the law. So I think it will assist us also political organizations in terms of assessing, just revisiting that report. But I still feel very strong that, without even preempting the outcome, that the Section 185, in terms of our participation through the legislative process, that we still feel very strong that it is relevant. But let us get the terms of reference so that we can see what we're saying.
Any other comments?
Let us set up for a very short, could you read it?
Okay.